WCHD 3 Detroit, KMPS HD 3 Seattle, WBMX HD 3 Boston,
and on AOL Radio
and Yahoo Launchcast.
CBS Radio's The New Sky.
This is Intuitive Soul and Friends with Lori Houston and some of the best co-hosts and fascinating topics of consciousness available. Shift Happens with Chandler David Watson, Tracy McBurney's incredible energy consciousness, Mikhail Mir's financial consciousness, and nuclear physicist Thomas Campbell with quantum physics and consciousness. It's an incredible mix of the best teachers on consciousness on every show. Call Intuitive Soul and Friends now.
248-545-SOUL.
CBS Radio's The Sky. Believe.
And good afternoon. It is Intuitive Soul and Friends with Lori Houston. And today, because it is the second Friday, we have Tracy McBurney, who just got here and is in this has been, for Friday the 13th, this has probably been like one of my worst Friday the 13ths ever, I think. I usually love Friday the 13th because I think it's, I don't know if there's something magical about it, but for me, it has been kind of crazy. But Tracy, we're going to start talking about the differences between, and I really like this, between a psychic and an intuitive, because we both call ourselves intuitives. And so just for those people that do want to call, once Tracy's explained exactly what an intuitive is, maybe you'll still be interested in getting some information from us, because it is very, it's an excellent way to move through some stuff. But you can give us a call at 248-545-SOUL. That's 248-545-7685. And Tracy is an intuitive energy medicine practitioner.
Okay, so I felt from the last couple of times that we've done this show that might actually be helpful for people. So the general kind of North American idea, especially through radio shows and television shows, about the word psychic, is, I'm going to call a psychic and they're going to tell me what's going on in my life 3 weeks from next Tuesday and what it is that I'm creating, and they're going to help me to predict the future.
Mm-hmm.
That's not an intuitive. It's not that the intuitive is not psychic. In fact, I will clarify by saying we are all psychic. We are all much more psychic than we give ourselves credit for. But most of us don't walk around telling people what's going to go on in their life 3 weeks from next Tuesday from what they're reading in the field they are creating from. An intuitive for me, or at least how I view it and how I teach it in class, is someone who psychically will be in the energy field of another person and who will be reading that field, but not from the place of prediction of future, but reading that field to say, what I am picking up, whether I'm picking it up from a vision because I am a clairvoyant, or whether I'm picking it up through auditory hearing because I am clairaudient, or whether I'm picking it up through clairascension, meaning feeling centers of me are picking these things up, I'm picking up certain belief patterns within you. I'm picking up that there is unresolved stuff from the age of X, that because it is unresolved, you cannot see clearly, and therefore you are not creating your present manifestations from a clearer place. That intuitive will not just deliver that piece of information to you. They will have ways for aiding in resolution of those issues. So an intuitive for me, more so than the traditional psychic as we all understand it through radio programs and television, is healer, is somebody who really, through their talents and gifts, which are psychic, they will bring forward, hopefully, information to conscious awareness and also have the tools in their belt to be able to help you to resolve something. So that's kind of the difference. So the people that may wish to call in this kind of a show would be people that would be saying, all right, I've got a problem. You know, I've got my problem of this relationship. I've got my problem with this job, or I'm stuck in this job. And not looking to me to kind of tell them about this new job that's coming 3 weeks from next Tuesday, but really looking to me to get into their field to help them to know how they got here in the first place and how to get out of this creation of manifestation in this way so that they can create and manifest a new job, which may, in fact, to the psychic, come 3 weeks from next Tuesday.
Right.
Anyway, I just wanted to clarify that. I thought it was maybe a point that some people didn't know.
Yeah, no, I think that that's, yes. Yeah, I usually just say, you know, I find typically the typical psychic very disempowering because what happens is they tell you a prediction and then you give all your power away to that prediction and then you're sort of the self-fulfilling prophecy. Or, you know, if it's something really good, then you're happy about it. But if it's something really bad, then, you know, you're stuck in it. And it just, yeah. And they don't often, and this is not, I'm sure, with all psychics, but they don't often give you a way to get out of it. They just tell you what's going on.
No, what was actually interesting, though, is I have not had a lot of experiences with psychics for exactly this reason. And I did go to one. I felt very guided to do so. It was a client that came into my office. She started speaking about this woman who had aided and helped her in certain things that she had put forward as visions for future. And it just, for whatever reason, felt right. And
right.
I could not even believe that it felt right to me. And I took down the phone number, and I trusted what was going on. And I will tell you, I had an amazing consultation with this person. And I think probably one of the most amazing things about it was that I felt that her guides actually walked with me for about 3 or 4 days, maybe even more, after the consultation. And so I really felt like I got a lot of help. I got a lot of energetic help with the morsels of information that she had delivered.
Nice.
I really felt that as she was, I felt in her presence that I was being told truth. Like, it was a very interesting energy dynamic between the two of us. I didn't feel manipulated. I didn't feel controlled. It was a very, very lovely place to be. And I felt that that continued well after the consultation. So in that particular instance, I did feel very helped. In that way.
Right. Yeah. No, there are benefits, obviously, to everybody's gift. And we all have our gifts in whatever way we do. I believe it's all very unique to each of us. Yeah. Awesome. Okay. So Friday the 13th has been an interesting day for me, but I know that you want to talk about other things.
Well, I kind of have sat there for the last couple of days and thought,
what are we going to talk about?
What are we going to talk about? Lori and I got to chat about today. And I came to this thought process. This is not new information delivered even over a radio system, but new information to the potential people that are on this link. And it has to do with why people do not heal. I get a lot of people into my office who have been to many places, and they're not getting better. They've spent a lot of money. They're not getting better. And it may seemed rather flippant, but I do have to say you are the creator of your life.
Right.
And you do have responsibility for the creating of illness, and you do also have the responsibility for the creating of wellness. They are both your manifestations. So if you're not getting better, on some level, you're not finding the right people to fulfill the goal. So tell me what your goal is. So their goal is, I want the resolution of this cancer.
Right.
Or I want the resolution of this divorce. You know, we have been sitting in mediation for a million years. Nothing's moving. Nothing's shifting. Nothing's being resolved. I feel like I'm being handcuffed in this relationship, and I want out. I want this finished. I want this severed. And so using muscle testing, I will literally go and ask some very simple questions from the subconscious mind, not from the conscious mind. The conscious mind brought that person in today.
Mm-hmm.
The conscious mind is very clear that they want a resolution of this cancer. The conscious mind is very clear that they want a resolution of this arthritic pain. The conscious mind is very clear that they want a resolution of this divorce because they've met somebody else and they want to move on with their life. It's the subconscious mind.
Mm-hmm.
And it can also be the heart mind that is holding something that is completely different. So people are absolutely willing to come into my office and put $210 down, some of which is that lovely HST tax of ours. And they're more than welcome to put that money down on the table. But at the end of the day, when I test into subconscious mind, there are parts of them that are not online with that goal. So I thought, you know what? Let's start here today. Let's start with what I call psychological reversals. These are belief systems that are deeply buried within us, unconscious to us, that are sabotaging belief systems with regard to what it is that we desire. So the simplest ones, the ones that are easy for practitioners to memorize because they kind of rhyme together, are you willing, wanting, ready, and able to release this problem? Willing, wanting, ready, and able. Easy. Willing, wanting, ready, and able. They're the top four belief systems at a reversal state that bite people in the butt. And it would seem rather strange that somebody would come into my office, put $210 down on the table when I test them at a subconscious mind level. They are willing to have a 100% resolution of this problem. They are wanting to. They are not ready to. And they do not feel that they are capable of doing so. So they're stuck in those two reversal states. There are ones beyond that. It's not good for me. Right. Or good for another for me to resolve this problem. It's not safe for me or safe for another for me to resolve this problem. I am not committed to resolving this problem. That's a huge one.
Right.
I put the $210 down on my table, but at a subconscious mind, I am not committed to the resolution of this problem. I don't deserve to resolve this problem. Or the big kahuna, others do not deserve for me to release this problem.
Oh.
Meaning, it's others that created the problem.
Yes.
It's my husband that created this problem. He does not deserve my mercy. He does not deserve to be let off the hook. He deserves for me to be in this place, right in his face, suffering in this way. For years and years and years and years, he doesn't deserve to be let off the hook. Hmm. That's the huge kahuna. And the last two, I'm going to lose my identity if I release this problem. I won't even know who I am. And I will be deprived if I release this problem. Whether it's I will be deprived of my life, I will be deprived of opportunities, because some people need the problem to get into the office of the brilliant minds that they really want to be in connection with, but they don't believe that they can be in that kind of connection with them without a problem. In other words, I don't have the education to be in the same room as these people. I don't have the same brilliance to be in the room as these people. But it's who I want to align myself with.
Right.
So these, I think it's 12, reversal states are huge. They are the very first thing that I check when somebody walks into my office. Okay, that's fine. Tell me what your goals are. Tell me why you're here. All right, let's go see if you can hold to what it is that you have just said. It's the first place that we go. And very valuable for people to know. It's kind of why I went a little slowly, because if there are people that are kind of therapists or people that are interested in getting in this field, or people that have not healed something for a very long period of time, if it's just not getting better, I would say 100% of the time, at least one of these reversal states operating at a subconscious level or a heart-mind level or both is operating.
Wow. Okay, we're going to go to our first break. You're listening to Intuitive Soul Friends with Tracy McBurney. Tracy can be reached at tracymcburney.com, TracyMcBurney.com, and myself, Lori Houston, at intuitivesoul.com on Sky Radio, powered by CBS.
CBS Radio The Sky and NewSkyRadio.com are presented only for entertainment purposes, and no guarantee is made for the accuracy or suitability of any advice or other information offered.
Goodbye, she got on a plane, never to return again, but always in my heart. my best to feed her appetite. Keep her coming every night. So hard to keep her satisfied. Oh, kept playing love like it was just a game. Pretending to feel the same. Turn around and leave again. I put her on. This love has taken its toll on me. She said goodbye too many times before. Her heart is breaking in front of me. And I have no choice, cause I won't say goodbye anymore. Whoa. I fix these broken things, repair your broken wings, and make sure everything's alright. My pressure on your hips, sinking my fingertips. Every inch of you, cause I know that's what you want me to do. This love has taken its toll on me. She said goodbye too many times before. Her heart is breaking in front of me. And I have no choice, cause I won't say goodbye anymore. This love has taken its toll.
CBS Radio's The New Sky.
Back to Intuitive Soul and Friends with Lori Houston. Call Lori now.
248-545-SOUL.
CBS Radio's The Sky.
The Sky.
And there's a lot of static going on. And we're going to be talking about... Well, right before the break, we were talking about, well, first the differences between psychic and intuitive, and now we're talking about why people aren't healing, even though they consciously desire to heal.
Enrich. This is CBS Radio's
thing. So that was psychological reversals. That's kind of huge.
Right.
So then the next piece that the energy medicine practitioner would be taught would be this idea of presence. In other words, looking at how present is my client. How present is this person that's coming to the table to say, would you help me?
Mm-hmm.
Are they fully and absolutely in this room today? So I'm thinking I can go back as recently as last night. I was working with a student, so not in my office, but I was teaching a class. And she came up after the class and she said, could you help me to find an essential oil or one or more that might actually be good for me? I don't want to waste money. I'd like to order some of these oils from you this month, and I just want something that's going to work.
Right.
So I had put her off until the end of the class and said, you know, let's do that then. And so I sat in her energy field, and I know that that's what she wanted. She wanted an oil. But what I was picking up was parasites. Like just in her field, just parasites, like the biggest piece was parasites. And she wanted to order a product, one or more from Young Living. And she wanted to order it on my next order. And I kind of went, well, I don't know if they still have a parasite cleansing oil. I'm going to have to go and look at that. But it's parasites. Like that's what has to get dealt with here.
Mm.
And the next piece I picked up was, she wants help. She's clearly asking me for help. She wants to take these essential oils to help her. But what I got told, because I am clairaudient, is that a huge amount of her was not in the room. So that I would not be able to read that. Because she just wasn't there.
Right.
Yes, I could get information from that divine source, but her presence wasn't there. So I wanted to show her that. So I literally, she was complaining about stomach issues. She was complaining about lung issues. She was complaining about asthma. I want to see if there's an essential oil that can help me to breathe better, whether there's an essential oil that can help me to digest food better. I want to spend my money well. course, I'm picking up parasites huge, which could be very much related to both of those areas. And I did test it from an energetic standpoint, a kinesiology standpoint, and it looked like that was exactly what was going on. And I said to, I literally tested her from a subconscious mind level, and I said, okay, are the aspects of you that are holding any pain with regard to what's going on with lung, are they in the room? No. Are the aspects of you that are holding unhealed issue or pain with regard to what's going on with your digestive system, are they in the room? Are they with us? No. She looked thoroughly confused. We had to get into a little bit of a conversation about what it was that I meant by aspects. Mm-hmm. And I tried to describe to her this idea of personalities. Like when, and we all do it, it's a coping and adapting mechanism for us all. When we cannot handle certain things that happen to us, when we cannot handle the fact that my father is neglecting me, my mother is not interested in me, that's the way we are perceiving these things, when we cannot handle the constant rejection from our ex-husband, then what we do is we create personalities that can take on those negative feelings so that we can separate ourselves from those. It's like a level of being in denial, so we can separate ourselves from that experience so the rest of us can go on with this idea that we can know love, that we can walk confidently while this other part of us, not really separate from us and yet separated from us, is holding all of that pain. So when I explained it in that way, she kind of got it. So we literally had to do an affirmation to get her to realign herself with the aspects of her that were holding the pain and the story that was contributing to these issues. When we did that, she started to cry. It was like now she was deeply aligned with some things that she had put into denial, or what Art Martin, one of the mentors that I love, would have called denial of denial, or he would have even said no perception of denial, which I thought was absolutely hilarious. But at the end of the day, these were sub-personalities or personalities that we created that were named by us. They were named as Tracy McBurney or not. They were named by our middle name or our nickname or another name that we didn't even know even exists in our consciousness, so that we could pretend to believe that that didn't happen to us. Mm-hmm. That wasn't about us. We weren't rejected by Father. That was. We weren't abandoned by our family. That was. They weren't. They that I'm calling Karen was. So even though I'm manifesting the physiology of that problem, it's Karen that's holding the pain. And you don't get that picked up in any psychology office as multiple personality disorder because the severing has not been so extreme that you now show up in this world as two or three or four very different personalities going by different names, different addresses. So you don't get the diagnostic of split personality disorder, or what some people might call schizophrenia, which is completely misconceived. And what I would say is we're all that. We all, to a certain extent, have that disorder or that capacity to dissociate ourselves with these parts of us that we don't like. These parts of us that we don't like what happened to us. And that was exactly what was going on with her. And as soon as we got that back in alignment, we could start to do the work. We could start to really get to what was going on for her. And it turned out in her particular case that there was a whole series of belief systems around being baby of the family that she wasn't letting go of. She was going to hold on to being baby of the family in her consciousness because the baby's helpless and the baby's powerless and the baby doesn't have to take care of anything. The baby gets taken care of. Right. So I'm going to maintain baby of the family lower purpose program rather than accept that I'm not going to run that way anymore. Because if I don't, then I have to step up into another program and start taking some responsibility for my mother.
Mm-hmm.
See, babies of the family don't have to take responsibility as a last-born child for the care of mother as she ages. But if you are the last-born child in a lower purpose program in your head, last-born children believe that they are responsible at a lower purpose level for the care of the parents as they age. Is it the truth? No. I call it a lower purpose program that guides us when we are that young and we do not remember who we are. We do not remember why we came. We are not connected to soul purpose. We are not connected to our heart's desires yet. So these are the little purposes, like approval from mother and father, that guide us, help us to build self-esteem, help us to get up every morning with purpose to enter into the world. So in her particular instance, she didn't want to give up baby of the family, because to give up baby of the family would leave her still in last-born child lower purpose. Mm-hmm. And now she'd have to take care of her mother as she aged, and she would not have any freedom to be her. What she started to realize was, in either of these programs, she has no freedom to truly be her.
Right.
There was a big light bulb that went off. So I said to her, would you like to go to your divine mind? Would you like to enter into your divine intelligence and ask that divine mind intelligence to download into you a higher purpose than the one that you are living from now, so that you can be freed from believing that your purpose is this programming of last born child, or your purpose is this program of baby of the family? And so she did that. She literally spoke to herself. But when she spoke to herself, she was fully present.
Mm.
The aspects of her that were struggling with this were fully present. So as she was speaking and the tears were coming, she's saying these things to her own divine intelligence, giving that part of her permission to connect in with the rest of her. The end result was, by the time she left, we didn't have an essential oil recommended for her, except for me to say, I'm going to go and find out if Young Living still sells the parasite oil, but I will give you a recommendation for a parasite cleansing formula, which I did. And I further thought that the reason why we were guided to do this was because whenever we have these things inside of us like a parasite, quantum physics, hyperdimensional physics, says anything that exists as matter is connected to something beyond it, which means everything that is matter is anchored to something beyond it.
Mm.
And so I'm always looking for the anchors. I don't want to be taking parasite cleansing formulas for 21 days on, 7 days off, 21 days on. I want to see if there's a way that I can literally change a parasite from a matter back into a wave frequency so that it is no longer harmful to me. And I can do that if I can get to the places that I am anchoring that matter inside of my body so that it no longer has to exist as the matter of a parasite. And so I think that's why I was guided to do this piece, because what was anchoring the parasites was the feeling of helplessness and powerlessness. And I can see you getting anxious, so I think we have to go to commercial now.
Well, we were starting to get there, yes.
Okay.
We're going to go to our second break. You're listening to Intuitive Soul and Friends with Lori Houston and Tracy McBurney. Tracy can be found on the web at tracymcburney.com, TracyMcBurney.com, on Sky Radio, powered by CBS.
CBS Radio's The New Sky.
On the web now. Log on.
New Sky Radio. com.
There's no politics.
CBS Radio's The New Sky.
Back to Intuitive Soul and Friends with Lori Houston. Call Lori now.
248-545-SOUL.
CBS Radio's The Sky.
The Sky.
Welcome back, and you're listening to Intuitive Soul and Friends with Lori Houston and Tracy McBurney. And we've been talking about, well, why we're not healing. And we've been doing some interesting conversation around.
Well, we think it's interesting.
Well,
we don't quite know if anybody else is listening. But.
Because I've done work with you, Tracy, when you talk about some of these things, definitely the psychological reversals. And, you know, I think it's very interesting that, you know, consciously we can feel, you know, we want change and we want things. And I mean, sometimes even consciously we don't. But when we do finally get to the place where we want consciously to heal and change, I find it fascinating that, you know, there's different aspects of ourselves that are saying, yeah, we're not really online with this. We're not at par for this.
Not going there.
No.
Because then I have to acknowledge that I was neglected by my father and that doesn't feel good.
Right.
So I'd rather keep that over there.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, yeah. So, yeah. So the psychological reversal piece, the wondering whether your client is actually present, wondering whether you were present. Were you present in the office of the person, fully present as you needed to be? In other words, I don't think that 100% of us needs to be present when we're in the presence of somebody that we're asking for help from.
Right.
But if you're asking for help about something called cancer, if you're asking for help about something called the relationship with my heart and divorce, then I will tell you the parts of you that are carrying the pain, the misconceptions, the illusions that have contributed to that cancer or have contributed to that faulty marriage, they need to be in the room.
Mm-hmm.
Because those are the parts of you that are requiring the healing, and they might be the parts of you that you left in the car.
You know, I keep hearing you talking about divorce, and I just heard today, and I don't know if this is true or what, but apparently our government is annulling all same-sex marriages right now.
Oh, you know what? I have not heard this. I don't.
Can you imagine?
You heard this when?
Just this morning, somebody sent a link from one of the papers that the Prime Minister is going to be annulling all of the same-sex marriages.
Okay, on the grounds that our government doesn't want to pay for these legal partnerships to exist?
Doesn't approve of same-sex marriages. It's just
okay, you know,
ridiculous. I know, we can't get into it without the proper information.
Don't walk me down that road on public radio, please. I just don't want to hear the opinions that I might want to spew about all of this and the government that is currently in power, so perhaps we not walk down this road.
I'm just thinking of heartache. I mean, like, that's just... Wow. Anyway, yes.
Yeah.
It just keeps coming up every time you say something about divorce. I'm like, oh, because I keep feeling it.
You know what? And this was today you heard this?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I have to go and do a little research on that because I have not heard a news report. Certainly I heard one this morning, but I didn't hear that.
Yeah.
So I will tell you with regard to our government these days, nothing surprises me.
Yeah.
It seems that they might just have their own personal agenda around lots of stuff. So anyway, let's
put it back. Well, and yeah, I think that's the piece that we're going to get to this year about what we're going to accept and not accept. Like, I think there's going to be a lot of changes coming this year around our acceptance levels and where we're going with that. I do believe that there's going to be some big shifts.
Well, I will hope so. Yeah. I see a lot of complacency.
Mm-hmm.
I see a lot of people
giving up.
First of all, I see a lot of us, me included, that are tired.
Mm-hmm.
That a lot of the fight is just not there. That they feel a little powerless to change what is going on in the government. And it's interesting that we're segueing into this conversation. I don't know if we've ever had this conversation on radio. Might have been 5 years ago or 6 years ago. It was halfway through the presidency of George Bush that I got up from a dinner table. I apologized to the five or six people that were at the table for boring them, for spewing yet again the same opinions over and over and over again in their faces. I apologize to them for the fact that I had not done my work, and I literally said to these people, I need to leave you for a couple of minutes. I need to go in my office. I was deeply upset at myself at that time at that dinner table because the light bulb went off. I was upset because I was not operating from a level of integrity that I like to operate from, and I was not practicing what I preach, and I was not practicing what I teach. I had completely gone into a place of denial about this idea of law of attraction, this idea that you attract to us that which you are, and that anything that you point the finger at to blame is you. And now you just have to figure out what part of you that is. And clearly I had lots to say in the way of blame for George Bush, the United States. I remember spewing tons of venom out at this country that, by the way, I love. Mm-hmm. And I don't live in it.
Right.
And I had lots of nasty things to say. And I went into my office that day, and I looked at the sky. And I do believe in God. So in this particular instance, I wasn't just talking to myself. I wasn't just talking to my divine self. I was talking to God. And I was apologizing to this God, and I was literally saying, forgive me. Forgive me, for it's taken me this long to see. This long to see that what I really need to look at is the corruption within myself. I have been pointing the finger out at all of these governments, including my own, by the way, because I know the audience here is like a United States audience, including my own Canadian government and the British government. I mean, not really. Mm-hmm. take no prisoners. I had them all pointed out. And to me, I literally looked at the sky and I said, okay, hit me. Show me my corruption. Show me the corruption within myself. Show me where I am not operating in my integrity. Show me where I am not standing in my truth, because I cannot fix that. I have no power to fix that. The only power I have is to make better inside of myself the corruption within my own government, to make better the lack of integrity within my own self, to restructure the government within me so that I might answer to me at my highest level and walk a different path of integrity. That was the birthing of the energy medicine class that I teach now at the Institute of Holistic Nutrition. A ton of that class is about teaching energy medicine practitioners of all sorts and all kinds, because there have been some doctors that have actually come into that class, how to see corruption in the government of other people. And I will tell you, I had this idea, this beautiful and magnificent idea that I would be able to create a binder that by the time I was finished, no matter how thick, it would tell these practitioners that came into this classroom experience the definitive on the corruption within us.
Except
and I mean, the binder is massive. It's 3 inches thick, and it's grown into another binder. And you know what? It's never ending. What I started to realize about a year and a half into the endeavor is it will always be never ending. We are creative beings. Although we have some very big similarities around corruption and how we operate within our minds, stuff that we all do that can be taken care of by one of these practitioners, we are ingenious in how we are going to write our next script of corruption, and it's going to be called whatever name we want to call it, and it's going to be just our personal unique corruption. And so I realized, you know what? This binder will grow to infinity. Because as long as we want to stay in a place of separation, separate from the divine within ourselves, as long as we want to stay in that place of not allowing ourselves to be guided by that divine intelligence, not allowing ourselves to be guided by that light within ourselves, then we will always be creating some level of corruption to keep us separate from that light within ourselves. And so there would be another, so we can segue back to the topic for today, that would be another reason why we do not heal ourselves, because our corruption has gotten in the way. because whoever that was that we are sitting with that day can't recognize that corruption. And why can't they recognize it? Because we haven't found the right person to sit with on that day. We're not ready to have that corruption exposed. We're not ready to let that go. Really, fundamentally, we're not ready to let the light guide us. Mm-hmm. We're not ready to walk into that light. We're not ready to live in that light. We're not ready to come from that light. Some of us, most of us, maybe all of us, somehow fundamentally fearful of that light. Mm-hmm. Where did that come from? Maybe the day that we were born. If we only tag it to this life. Yeah. We don't talk about any other life. We don't talk about the Inquisition. We don't talk about hanging ourselves up on crosses 300 years ago. If we only keep it in this life, our fear of the light might have come from the day that we were born. And what did we lose in that light? And if we internalized it as the loss of everything, we lost everything in that light. We gave up everything in that light. We were cast out of kingdoms into that light. Our everything was our mother. Mm. She was our everything. She was our protection. To us, she was our God. She was our sustenance. She was our food. She was our water. She was everything to us. And we lost her in that light. We lost everything. We lost our home in that light. We lost our protection in that light. We lost our security in that light. And so it may be that's exactly what we are holding on to at a very subconscious level that makes it incredibly difficult. Why wouldn't we create corruption? Why would we not create within ourselves anything that we could possibly create to keep us from the experience that we believe is going to happen if we ever allow ourselves to go into that light again? Mm. And we are creative beings.
Haunt
we
that
are
thought.
Beautifully creative beings.
Yes, and we're going to go to break, our last break for the day. You're listening to Intuitive Soul and Friends with Tracy McBurney. Tracy can be found on the web at tracymcburney.com, TracyMcBurney.com, and Lori Houston at Intuitive Soul. You're listening on Sky Radio, powered by CBS.
Thursday is a power-packed day here on the Sky. Join us at noon for the I'm Thankful Network. At 1 p.m., it's the Dr. Pat Show. At 4 p.m., Colette Baron-Reed takes the stage for the Colette Baron-Reed Show. The Colette Baron-Reed Show, where intuition, practical spirituality, great advice, a little woo-woo fun, and fabulosity meet. Colette Baron-Reed is an internationally renowned intuitive counselor, educator, and best-selling author who helps others recognize and connect with their own intuition, potential, and purpose. Powerful motivational speaker, charismatic broadcast personality, and acclaimed performer, storyteller, and recording artist, Colette uses her extraordinary spiritual gifts to empower her clients to live a life that is awake and authentic, and to create a reality that is spiritual, deliberate, and meaningful. Call in early. The lines are hot. 248-545-7685. Instant feedback at newskyradio.com. New Sky Radio. newskyradio.com. New horizons, no boundaries. Powered by CBS, Yahoo, and radio.com.
You can't.
CBS Radio's The New Sky.
Back to Intuitive Soul and Friends with Lori Houston. Call Lori now.
248-545-SOUL.
CBS Radio's The Sky.
The Sky.
Welcome back. You're with listening to Intuitive Soul and Friends with Tracy McBurney and myself, Lori Houston, and we're talking about how sometimes we're not healing properly because I think, you know, the big thing that you started talking about, which, you know, was that we don't want to take responsibility. We really don't want to take, who wants to take responsibility for all this stuff?
We'll talk about that in a second. It's kind of interesting that we're on all these topics because some of these are actually part of a book that I am trying to
Coming home messy.
To come out in late spring, I hope. I'm coming home messy. And so it's interesting that we're talking about not wanting to take responsibility because that is a chapter in the book. And not wanting to come into the light.
Right.
Right? Like backtracking to that particular subject. If we ever think about this idea of coming into the light or going into the light or walking into the light or accessing the light, we think about it in a death moment. Like we think about it as, oh, and then you hear the description of, and then there was a doorway, and then I'm supposed to walk to light, and I have this near-death experience, and there's a light that I'm supposed to gravitate to. And so you hear all of this stuff in the death experiences, but it's like, could you please go to light where you're alive? Like, really, why do you have to wait until you die to actually walk through that door into the light? Like, why are we doing that? And I truly believe that one of the reasons why we are doing that is because of these misperceptions, lies, and illusions around entering into that place, coming from that place, living from that place. The idea that we're not allowed to go there until we die. And you don't want to physically die. I don't know many people that walk around kind of going, well, I'm okay with that physical death of me today. Well, it's kind of true, right?
Yeah, it's very true.
So one of the things that I talk about in the book is this idea of how we have bastardized in our programming our idea of light and needing to clean that up and needing to look to that divine intelligence to clean that up. And another biggie is change, right? This idea of change. What do we have in the subconscious mind databanks and in our heart around change? What do we expect in this thing called change? You know, and I really truly believe that one of the reasons why we do not change or why we're reticent to or why we create this corruption around change is because we've got these unbelievable preconceived notions about what that change is going to look like. And it's not good.
Right.
And I'm not walking toward that any too easily. I know how this is going to go. I get it. I know. And of course, if the divine could get through to you on that day, it would say, you know nothing.
Mm-hmm.
Step down. What you know is what occurred previously. You know nothing about the potential for what could occur today. Why are you so interested in holding on to the past? Why are you so interested in recreating what was? You know, it's almost like that's what I feel.
Yeah.
I feel like if the wisdom of God could come down in English to speak to us, it literally would say to us in rather an interestingly parental way, you know nothing. You think you know everything. Could we please talk today about your arrogance? You know nothing about what change could look like for you today. Would you please follow me? Would you please stop following your subconscious mind database programming? Would you stop following what's caught in your heart that is unhealed? Will you stop following your ancestral lineage that did not heal this and did not heal that? Would you stop following these things that it would not be in your best interest to continue to follow? Would you follow that part of yourself that is clear? Would you follow that part of yourself that is not in pain? Would you follow that part of yourself that has no agenda for suffering or sacrificing unnecessarily? Would you please come home to that part of yourself that is the light and live from that place and create from that place and heal others from that place? and heal your family from that place. Would you please go home? Which is kind of like the book that I'm writing. Go home messy. Go home messy. You're the only one that cares. You know, you're the only one that cares. Or the fact that you're buying into these ideas that you should be wearing white, eating a certain food, going to church on Sundays, and you haven't done it. I haven't confessed in the last 16 years. I can't go home today. Go home. Go home. Your home is in the light. And reconcile your issues around that light that are not allowing you to feel secure and safe and not afraid in that place.
Hmm.
Right? Greg Braden, I don't know if I even have enough time to say this.
Maybe.
Where am I?
We got 2 minutes.
Okay. Well, he talks about this time in our history. He talks about this time in our history where the Earth is making this last little effort to come round this full circle around the Milky Way. We all have the same program open at this time. Took me a while to figure it out. The program is coming out of the darkness and into the light. We all have opened it. 7 billion people all over the world are running the program. They have opened it up. It's on the desktop, coming out of the darkness and into the light. And you can't stop it. It's open. You can't do anything about it. Your whole physiology, being and spirit, knows that you are coming into the light. Now, if you want a nicer road to travel, you need to reconcile your ideas about light. You need to reconcile your ideas about darkness. You need to stop following, in my opinion, the way you did it when you were born. You need to go to your divine intelligence and give it permission to give you a new way, to upgrade the way.
Well, I know what my next healing is going to be about.
All right.
You have been listening to Intuitive Soul and Friends with Tracy McBurney. Tracy can be reached on the internet at tracymcburney.com or on my site. She's also there, and you can get to her site from there as well. May love and grace be your guides to creating the life you desire. You've been listening to Intuitive Soul and Friends on Sky Radio, powered by CBS.